see Brad going Tuesday, Billy, what's about like pitch range or whatever you guys look for first out?
Well, I think we're hoping, you know, somewhere between the 2 and 3 innings, in between 40 and 50 pitches would be ideal. Kind of see how he feels after every inning, but that would be like best case scenario.
How have you seen Grayson's little bit of faster slider this year? How do you see that playing into his stuff?
His faster slider? I just think he's throwing a slider a little bit harder. I think all of his pitches have improved. I think he just wanted to get a little bit more sideways movement with his slider, a little harder. But I still like his curveball and his changeup's really good. And fastball command needs to be good. And let's hope it's good tonight.
What are you looking for from Cole today after kind of that unlucky start
last time? Or tomorrow. It's not Grayson. Tomorrow. What's that now? Yeah, I think, you know, it would be great if he could give us some length tonight. But, you know, it's a tough lineup with 8 right-handers in there against them. And he's had some success against Minnesota, so I think that's positive. But I'd like to just see him, honestly, be able to mix well, be able to throw into these right-handed hitters. I like his cutter a ton. So hopefully he can work that into right-handers, keep guys honest, use the big part of the ballpark. But let's hope he can give us some length tonight. Yeah, I think, especially in his case, where everybody's watching, everybody's paying attention to more eyes than normal on him, and a ton of pressure, and you can hear people pulling for him from the stands, and you know, with the Apple TV game, there was a camera in his face the entire game, and it's tough to play that way. So hopefully he can look up there and see he's got one hit, and it propels him to more. But yeah, I think whenever you're sitting on a zero, it's not easy no matter who you are, but especially in his situation.
Brandon, seeing young hitters like Kowser and Westberg that are so good going the other way, is that, you've seen so many prospects over the years, a couple organizations, is that unusual?
Oh, it depends on the hitter. I think it definitely gives them a leg up with early success. I think it's definitely helpful. I think the guys that come up here that are strictly pull driven, it's much, much harder in this league. So to be able to cover the plate, to be able to backside a ball like Colton has done a couple times, like Jordan, for me, that's what Jordan's strength is. It gives you opportunity for more success than pull side in the air homers. Or pull side anything, just because from a defensive standpoint, much easier to pitch to. So I think it just gives them a leg up and being a little bit more of a balanced hitter, especially when they have inexperience up here in the big leagues and teams don't know them as well. But I think it's, you know, going back to your question, I think it's just mainly hitter to hitter.
It's
that's challenging, and you never want to see a guy go through a slow start. And that's really, for me, that's what it is with Austin a little bit. It's just a little bit of a slow start after interrupted spring training. I want to believe that he's going to get it going. I'm going to try to find ways to try to get him going. It's not easy because, Colton's done what he's done so far, and Sed's one of the best center fielders in the game, and Santander's been a 30 home run guy in right. So I'm trying to find ways to get Austin going for us, and he's still a huge part of this team.
Brandon, back to Colton, what do you seeing from him at the plate specifically this last week? And how much confidence do you have in him when he just kind of walks in the batter's box now?
Yeah. Well, he's given us a huge spark, and he had a heck of a week. And just from the power, the speed, like talked about with Steve, the ability to use the whole field, he's played really good defense for us, played really good left field in Boston. He played center field out here the night before, or a couple nights ago. The ability to take a walk and understand the strike zone, I think that's it's huge for him and huge for any major league hitter. But awesome to see him come on the scene early in the year this year and get some huge hits for us.
Mike told us the other day, because of the talent on the roster and how deep your bench is, that it might be a hot and cold, mix and match situation throughout the season. Do you view it that way? And like, how difficult can that be for you in terms of trying to find those right matchups and those right decisions when you've got maybe somebody who's slumping? But
yeah, I mean, there's going to be four guys that aren't going to play on a nightly basis. And you never want to bury somebody, and I'm very sensitive to that, and I want to try to play as many people as I possibly can while trying to win Major League Baseball games, but I want to try to keep everybody involved. I think that's why the National League was so much easier from that standpoint, because everybody played. And with an American League in this type of situation, it's more of matchup-based. But like right now, when you're facing four to five right-handers in a row, you're trying to find maybe a day off for a guy. Santander, it's a day off tonight for him. And I'm just going to do the best I can to mix and match all year.